The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC Podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to this latest edition of the TWBC Podcast. I am Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have the pleasure of your company once again as we go headlong into the first major event of the season, at least so far as the Northern Hemisphere is concerned. It's going to be the Swiss Pro Tricks. And one of the major faces that will be competing in the Swiss Pro Tricks is from the women's division. It is none other than Kennedy Hansen. How are you doing, Kennedy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Tony. I'm super excited. I love Swiss Pro Tricks every year. It's just a great way to start the season.
What about it kind of gets you going?
I just think coming down to Orlando, it's the first event in Orlando. So coming down from Corey Pico Ski School, we come all together, Adam, Corey, a few other skiers from the group up there. So it's just really nice coming down here, getting into the groove, three rounds of trick on Sunday, hopefully into the finals. But yeah, it's always look forward to it at the beginning of the season.
Tell us a little bit more about the group of you that come down, you know, because I mean, you come down here with Adam, with Edo, and I think a couple of others, you know, I mean, what makes that whole experience a little bit more pleasurable?
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, coming with Corey, our coach, it's great coming down all together. And I think just us being around each other, training, skiing together, and then really supporting each other at the tournament, it just makes it a lot more fun. And just to have people that are cheering you on and you're watching and hoping they're going to ski good as well.
Okay, so we're going to go backwards a little bit so far as this season goes. Well, I mean, at least the year 2026, you know. So you won the accolade at the beginning of the season. You were voted as the women's athlete of the year for USA Water Ski, and I mean that must have been a big thrill for you.
Yeah, no, I'm so honored to receive that award. I put a lot of work in last year. So to have that award banquet and just go into the new year, just setting new goals, and it just really gets you motivated for the year upcoming. So that was a really, really special moment, and I'm honored to have received that award.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about your collegiate exploits a little bit later, because part of the reason why you were awarded that accolade was through some of the stuff that you did in the NCWSA ranks. But not too long afterwards, after receiving the award, you actually had occasion to travel down to Argentina to train up for the season, which included the Moomba Masters, which is traditionally the season opener of each new year. But tell us about a little bit about your experience in Argentina, you know, because it's a relatively new site that they had there, as we listen to a motorcycle come through in the background. Okay, but tell us a little bit about the site, because it you trained there and it hosted the Junior Worlds about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty new site. I mean, shout out to the Ahumadas and Pato for having me there. It was great to be there. Fairly new lake, but it's amazing. Just in a small town in Argentina, but it's a great lake. I had a lot of fun training there, skiing there, and just getting prepared for the season in the warm waters in Argentina. It was a great place to be. And looking forward to go back next year, hopefully.
Yeah, if you want seclusion, that's about the best place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's just a really small town, but kind of pretty far away from everything else in Argentina, like about 9 hours from Buenos Aires. So, yeah, but it's a cool spot. I loved it there, loved my time there. Yeah, but looked like Junior Worlds went great there, so...
Okay, so you trained there to prepare for Moomin Masters. How did that go for you this time around?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, the past 4 years I've been at UL in college, so I graduated in December, so it was just my first year where I was just had the flexibility to go travel and go into the Southern Hemisphere and train and prepare for my season. So I just wanted to take advantage of the time and the flexibility I had after not having to be in Lafayette. So no, it was a great experience, and it was great to train for Moomba. It was also my first Moomba Masters.
I was about to ask you, was that your first?
Yes, yeah, it was my first Moomba.
Did you read in all of the horror stories that people say about Moomba with the currents and everything else that goes on the Yarra River?
Yes, I've heard all the horror stories. So I think going into it, I didn't know what exactly to expect. So just tried to go into it with an open mind. Obviously, hearing all of like the stories about the river, you never know what it's gonna get. So just tried to go for the experience, and then if skiing went well, which it did, so I'm happy for that. But it was a really cool experience.
Anyway, I do apologize for a little bit of noise in the background. I think someone's operating a drill or something like that, you know, but we'll carry on regardless anyway. So you got through Moomba and everything that surrounded that event, and it's been a while since you last competed in a tournament, and we're here at the Swiss Pro Tricks, you know. So how has training gone for that tournament, you know, over in Santa Rosa?
For Moomba?
No, for this event and the ones that subsequently come after.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Skiing with Corey and Adam has been really good this season. Just working on a few things, trying to improve, obviously, but just trying to get better and better and just ski as much as I can, and that's what I've been doing. So it's been great so far. It's still early in the season, but no, I'm excited for this season. Got a lot of goals and a lot of tournaments ahead, so it will be good.
Obviously, being an overall skier that you are, I mean, tricks forms a big part of that. Have you learned any new tricks or just tidy up the ones that you already have existing in your run?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Always want to make the tricks that I have just better and faster so I can get more tricks in time, but also working on some new tricks, front flips, front flip reverse, bigger toe lines, toe line five, ski lines. So just trying to improve a little bit as much as I can, try to get those bigger tricks in, catch up with the other girls.
Working on speed a little bit as well, because I mean to get on level terms with someone like an Erica Lang or Neely Ross, you know, I mean they're just dynamos out there on the trick ski.
Yeah, they're insanely fast and they have a lot of big tricks, so that's kind of what I've been just working on, seeing what they're doing a bit and just trying to speed up all of my tricks, get it together, get it flowing, and then just learning the new bigger tricks as well.
Okay, let's talk about tricks because it was voted on by the International Water Ski Wakeboard Federation Tournament Council to actually include not include more tricks. I mean that's done more or less by the skiers, but to amend the points so far as like a wake seven back, I think has actually had an uptick in points. Toe wake line front gets a measly 20 points from 380 to 400, you know. So I mean you've probably seen the article, you've probably seen it. Your views as to those changes, and are they welcome in your eyes?
Yeah, I think a lot of the changes they did was to like the bigger flips, which that I don't really plan to do the bigger flips, but I guess some of the other changes they'll be good, and it looks like, I mean, I didn't exactly see everything that they changed or what the point values were, but I mean wake sevens, I think we'll be seeing a lot of bigger tricks coming, and I think it'll be interesting to see what everyone does and how they change and put that in their runs.
Now, one of your standout events last season was, and I think you actually skied in the Elite World Championships for the first time in your career last season.
Yeah, second time.
Actually, the second time. Yeah. But you really opened some eyes last season. You got second place in overall. Mm-hmm. And kind of tell us a little bit about that tournament, you know, in Rochettino, because everyone was looking to see how the overall were fared in both the women's and men's tournaments.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a great tournament. My best performance so far as an overall skier was that tournament. I had a PB in jump. I jumped 50 meters and 3 at 39, so that was two PBs, and then unfortunately tricks just did not go my way. So overall it was a great tournament, but as an overall skier you want to always do your best in each event, so just being that it was so close between Hannah and I, coming into the trick event, or I guess into the finals, I needed to trick maybe just do my run, which I normally do all the time, and an easier run, which it was good. It was just not close enough, and that's just how overall goes. But no, overall, it was a great, great world, and I'm really happy with it, and definitely motivates me for the next worlds upcoming.
Now, the experience that you normally draw upon, you know, from each tournament season, one of the ones that you've had experience with was the collegiate scene for the past 4 years, mm-hmm. and you achieved a pretty high distinction in the collegiate nationals, because you not only won slalom, tricks, and jump, but you did overall as well, you know. So to cap off your collegiate career at that must have been immensely satisfying.
Yeah, no, that definitely was an amazing tournament, and it was so fun, and it really just did like wrap up my collegiate season perfectly, or my whole collegiate career, and then also winning as a team, that was so special. So I think definitely I'll remember that tournament forever.
Indeed, over there in California. So, but you don't stop learning, because I mean, you graduated. What was that? In
kinesiology, yep.
In kinesiology, mm-hmm. And so you graduated with your undergrad degree, mm-hmm. but you're still there. You're undertaking an MBA of sorts.
Yeah, MBA in finance. Just doing it online for the flexibility, but yeah, I started that in January.
Okay, what would be the end game in undertaking such a degree program? I mean, do you envisage, you know, like, I don't know, maybe a few years down the line of being in high finance and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, possibly. I haven't quite thought about it. Obviously, I want to still continue skiing, and I have a lot of things I want to achieve as a skier. So I'm going to just see, get the degree, get it done, and then focus on skiing for a while, and then see where it takes me. I don't really have a plan yet.
Okay, and but one of those tournaments in your upcoming plans is the next World Championships. It's going to roll around a little sooner than it would ordinarily do. So mm-hmm. that kind of begs the question, you know, with the amount of time that you have to take to kind of prepare and to control the peaks and the troughs and everything, you know, you kind of have to rest at the end of the season. So is that end of the season for you gonna be a little bit sooner, or do you intend to ski all the way through October, November, and take as little time off as possible?
Yeah, I'm gonna ski through the overall tournaments and all the water ski pro tour tournaments, and then I think after that I'll take a few weeks off, ski a little bit, and then maybe take a few weeks off again, but just try to spread it out so I'm not skiing the full year, because I already had such a long year with training before Moomba. I didn't really stop at the beginning of this season, didn't really stop skiing, so gonna see how I feel at the end, but I'll definitely try to spread out my breaks just so that I have some breaks before leading up to Worlds.
Now, one thing that's come to the forefront, at least so far as your skiing is concerned, is your presence on social media. I do have to say, I mean, I see these reels, I see these videos and what have you, you know, so I mean, what kind of prompted you to get into that game, you know?
Well, I think when I started, I guess, I mean, social media is such a big part of our lives, but then also when I started I mean, skiing and growing up, I just didn't really see a lot of professional water skiers post as much, like, on YouTube, or maybe they did more, like, long-term videos on YouTube, but I didn't see, like, a lot of pro skiers posting their videos, so on social media, like Instagram or Facebook. So I just thought it was a good way to get the sport out there. I mean, I already ski, I already video my skiing just so I can analyze it. Why not share it to the world so they can get to know our sport a little bit better?
All right, as we wrap up this edition of the TWBC podcast, I thank you once again for availing yourself of the opportunity for me to talk with you a little bit. Now, you've got some tournaments coming up. I mean, we got the Swiss Pro Tricks. I don't know whether you're going to be involved in the Swiss Pro Slalom or anything, and I'm sure that you'll be involved in the Masters qualifier and what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, aside from those tournaments, is there any tournament upcoming that you're going to be like marking off on the list and like saying, okay, I want to be in my best shape, in my best performance at this tournament, and or I just really like to have the experience of skiing in this tournament, say like Morocco?
For sure Morocco. I definitely was bummed that I didn't make it last year, so definitely hoping to make it this year, and then just try and be prepared a little bit for the World Water Skiers Overall Tour, all the Nautique tournaments, and get to as many pro tournaments as I can this year.
Speaking of which, I mean, the Nautique series the announcement came around the early part of this year to a shocked water ski community, like, mm-hmm. figuring what was going on here. So I mean, when you saw that headline pop up on your news feeds and that kind of stuff, what was your reaction to that?
I mean, I think it's amazing. It's great for the sport. There's more tournaments, and there's definitely a lot of tournaments now. And I think for overall skier, we can go to that tournament and do each discipline. So I think that's really something I look forward to, is going to a tournament knowing I can do each discipline at. That's really good. So, no, I'm excited. I think it will be good, and it will be fun.
All right, then. We'll put a button on that. This is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. I thank Kennedy Hansen for being available to do this podcast. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing? Thanks, acknowledgements, that kind of stuff. I offer that opportunity to you now.
Well, thank you, Tony, for having me. Thanks for doing so much for our sport. Announcing all day, I don't know how you do it, but we appreciate you. And thank you so much for having me.
And big shout out has to go to your parents, surely. Come on.
Yeah, surely. They're my biggest supporters, and I couldn't do it without them. Special shout out to Corey. Corey and Adam at Pico Ski School. They're just... wouldn't be able to do it without them. And all my sponsors, D3 Skis, Ravenol, Team Germany Sports, Masterline, and I think that's everyone, but I appreciate all the support and wouldn't be able to do it without y'all.
All right, then, and with that concludes this edition of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.